producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. It's a Tuesday morning. It feels like a fall Tuesday morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you take our military personnel, including National Guard reservists and the Coast Guard, we have about 2.2 million service members who have volunteered to put their lives on the lines to defend the nation, this nation of ours. But to a very large degree, a great deal of these troops have been betrayed by their state governments and denied the protection that the Second Amendment enumerates, confirms, codifies. Even by the most liberal anti-gun interpretation of the Second Amendment, these 2.2 million people, if no one else, should not have their Second Amendment rights infringed. Now, if you're a service member living in Vermont or Alaska or Arizona, then you have nothing to worry about because your state recognizes the Second Amendment rights of all its citizens. But, if you live in New York or Maryland or San Francisco or other such dens of iniquity, you're pretty much out of luck. Just like every other law-abiding citizen in your area. Now, that's bad enough all by itself. But there's a twist to this. The Central Florida Intelligence Exchange, which is a federal-local fusion intelligence organization focusing on domestic terrorist threats, has released a bulletin in which they report that radical Islamic extremists are trying to encourage followers to seek out and murder U.S. military personnel at their homes. At their homes. Now, most of the people in the military that live off post have families. Wife, children. And people are being encouraged to seek these people out in their homes, which is very easy to figure out because these cars have little stickers on them so they can drive onto post and, you know, little bumper tags. There's nothing like a soldier or I love my airman or I love my Marine. Proud parent of Marine. Proud, you know, whatever. They also cited Twitter posts, which instructed jihadists to use social media to find soldiers' names and addresses. As I slap the microphone. And that makes perfect sense because how guarded have people really been with that information that is available about them online? How easy is it to find out about a soldier online, locate them on Google Maps, and go out and murder them in their home? Too easy. And it's even easier if that soldier happens to live in a state with draconian gun laws that strip them of their right to self-defense. Now, when these guys go abroad, when our military goes abroad, they are allowed to be strapped to the teeth, but on the other hand, why is it necessary here, right? Honestly, it's a travesty. It's a travesty that men and women volunteer to fight our enemies abroad or denied the ability to defend themselves here at home, the land of the free, the home of the brave. And the terrorists are just going to keep getting smarter. Now, why would they focus attacks on military bases where they might have heightened security, where they might actually arm people with an array of weaponry that they can't possibly fight on a long-term scale? I mean, it'd be over with real quick. When all they have to do is just meander over to the service members' houses and leave everybody there beheaded, their dog gutted and stuck on a spike on the fence outside. The troops, all they can do in some of these locales is call 911 and wait. And hope that while the terrorists are meandering about outside, they're, you know, talking about the football game or something before they decide to go inside. Thanks to the Brady campaign. Thanks to Michael Bloomberg and their ilk. In many places, the only choice the troops are left with is to call 911. Now, these people could take care of themselves readily with the tools that they are trained to use. And everybody in the military, no matter what their MOS, their military occupational specialty, is trained at the outset with the basic manipulation of firearms. Everybody has to qualify with their issued weapon. When they go to combat, the cooks get M4s. The postal clerks get M4s. Everybody that works in administration gets M4s. They all carry weapons. Just to be clear here, the right to keep and bear arms extends to all Americans, male and female, black and white, native born and naturalized. And if that, man, you know, add any color to the spectrum you want besides black or white, then that covers everybody that's here, that's an American. If they put on a uniform with digital camouflage of some, that shouldn't restrict them, because they become targets. And unlike police, they don't get to walk around carrying a gun, who also become targets. Police are targets too. But all that we're doing now is these people are volunteering and they become targets. And they're targets both abroad and here in the United States. And they're only allowed to defend themselves overseas if they're in combat. And that never works out. That never works out. So, government, once again, the civilian leaders that we all take the oath to obey their orders, fails the troops again. And I hope that this bulletin is wrong. I hope we don't hear about soldiers and Marines getting beheaded at their house with their whole family either watching or joining them. Because, you know, I'm not going to take very kindly to that. I'm not going to take very kindly to that. They should not be defenseless. And hopefully, there's enough states where they are allowed to carry weapons. But like I said, these terrorists are getting smarter. All they'd have to do is figure out, well, let's go to Fort Drum in New York. Let's go to Fort Irwin in California. I don't even know if those posts still exist. There's been so many base closures, and I haven't kept up with it. But, hey, veterans, we got to look out for the ones that are serving now. Because I'm not going to let that happen around me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. You know, I don't know how that happens. I'm sitting here, everything feels good and everything, and then I start to talk, and then the hitch hits you. The throat hitch. Stupid Bradford Pear Tree. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Hey. Moms Demand Action, they've been bullying a bunch of businesses into issuing statements. They haven't changed policy. But because they issue statements, then all of the moms, you know, they do the round table high five, which takes about 3 seconds because there's only maybe a half a dozen. But they get them, they bully them into issuing a public relations statement asking customers leave their guns at home earlier. Target did this earlier this summer. The moms declared a victory, as have criminals, who now believe that the chain is a great place to commit crime. In Sandy Springs, Georgia, there was a drug deal out in the parking lot in front of a Target that turned, well, it turned violent and sort of suggests that even the perceived gun-free zone invites crime. Sandy Springs police made an arrest after a man was shot in both the back and arm outside of a Target store Sunday night. The shooting took place just after 6 p.m. in the parking lot outside the store at the Prado Shopping Center in the 5600 block of Roswell Road. Monday morning, police identified the victim as 27-year-old Mario Ross. They said that Ross and a suspect, 28-year-old Larry J. Walls, were part of a drug deal in the parking lot. They were sitting in a car when additional suspects opened fire on them, hitting Ross. Witnesses say they heard a loud argument among several people in the parking lot across from the store, then heard a series of gunshots. One witness said the victim stumbled to the front entrance of the store, leaving a trail of blood behind him. This is at least the third significant incident of a gun crime at a Georgia Target, since the company chose to compromise with the moms. Now, since then, they, of course, have gone out and backtracked and said, but we didn't ban guns. Well, this is in spokeshole for Target. Why don't you come out and say, you know what, this isn't working for us. You know, and make a statement, blast the moms. Say that you said you were in it for the safety, and yet we have more incidents happening to our customers now. I go to Target, and I'm carrying a gun every step of the way. Because they didn't, there's no signs up. By law, there has to be a sign up. In my state, if they don't have the sign up, I'm carrying a gun inside. And if they don't like it, they can bite my fourth point of contact. Sample my glutamus maximus, however you want to put it. Because there's nobody in Target, you know, I see a little security guy standing there that is going to put up a modicum of protest if I try to shoplift or whatever I might do in Target. Not going to be able to do much of nothing. If they introduce any kind of a weapon, edged, blunt, firearm, they're outgunned. They're outmanned. So they're not guaranteeing my safety, and that's fine. I'll take care of my own safety. Thank you. Thank you so much, Target. Now shut up and tell me where the men's underwear is. I'm not a shopper. I'm a buyer. I go in, I buy my stuff, I leave. We'll expect to see more of this from Jack in the Box and and Sonic and Target and Panera Bread and all these other places. Expect to see more of this. The Panera warmth that still kills me. Thursday we're going to have somebody on to talk about the Panera warmth, but we'll talk about that later. New Jersey. Dateline New Jersey. I love New Jersey. NJ.com is a consortium of reliably left-wing newspapers in the Garden State, and they published an op-ed calling for the scrapping of the Second Amendment. Yeah. They wrote verbatim in this op-ed, don't know which pilgrim gets credit for this, having fewer guns lying around could mean they won't end up in the hands of a curious child, abusive spouse, or suicidal person. Having a gun at home makes it 3 times more likely that you'll be murdered by a family member or intimate partner or successfully attempt suicide. Every time I hear these points, I just want to throw them a cracker. They're parrots. They're not even good parrots. Let me rephrase that. They're minor birds. Minor birds just repeat sound. There's no intelligence in there. They're just repeating a sound. And they're minor birds. They don't even know what they're talking about. Somebody says that three times more likely to be killed by your own gun than to use it. And they believe that's gospel. They believe that's the real deal. But they continue. But let's not kid ourselves. Gun buyback programs are not going to reduce murders in cities like Newark and Camden. Studies have found that buyback programs don't have much effect overall on either gun crime or gun-related injury rates. They don't directly target the guns that are more likely to be used in violence, and in general, the guns collected haven't overlapped much with gun crimes. These are old weapons that some middle-aged guy found in his basement. What criminal is going to trade his $700 Bushmaster for $250 from the state? You've heard of them, right? The Bushmaster gang. They're running all over the place. I see them everywhere. Dirty Bushmasters. And still they continue on. The biggest problem with this approach, though, is that it tiptoes around one reform that could really make a difference, but that the Americans would never accept. Mandatory gun buybacks. That's what Australia did after its own version of Newtown. Following a mass shooting in Tasmania that left 35 dead, they banned semi-automatic and automatic rifles and shotguns and required all the newly banned weapons to be bought back by the government. Automatic weapons? They're basically saying, make it mandatory that you have to sell your gun in a gun buyback, which amounts to confiscation with cash. They lament that we understand that this is not going to happen. Neither American courts nor most of the public would support it, and yet they push it anyway. There's a smug, liberal naivete that walks hand in hand in their minds of the gun control supporters, combined with a basic pagan fervor. They're the most superstitious of cargo cults. They fully believe that the inanimate object has a soul that can possess and take over an otherwise sane and rational human being, turn them into a savage. But we'll continue this when we get back, because the next break is coming up. But I love the way they say, we know it's not going to happen. And so they push it. They know nothing about anything, do they? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Leaf Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking about this op-ed from NJ.com, which is like a consortium. I don't know which newspapers they speak for. But they're basically out there calling for, although they say it would never work, and they're right, it will never work. The only way it would work would be if the government decided to try to do it and try to make it compulsory, like they have in Connecticut, like they have in New York, where it isn't working. Luckily, so far, they have not tempted the ire of the populace of those states to where they've decided to take action against them. And that's a good thing. I think that's a very good thing. But this continued fascination and fear of an inanimate object, hoplophobic, all the way. They recoil in horror at the mere sight of a firearm, and it is clear that they think the firearm itself and not the intention or the skill of the individual possessing it is the problem. One of the things they love to say is that you can't tell a good guy with a gun from a bad guy with a gun, and assert with absolute surety that the gun in the home will one day overpower the rationality of the owner and force them to kill something. It is the height. It's the highest bar you can possess when you're preaching absurdity. And yet, if you look at the heart of every gun control group's messaging, or these op-eds supporting the abolishing of the Second Amendment, you see this animist belief that somehow that firearm is going to overpower your soul is their guiding thesis. It would be amusing if they weren't so incredibly deranged and dangerous. They will actually call for the killing of people that go, you know, they'll say, well, we should mandate the guns are bought back. And if guns aren't bought back, then we need to move in and take them by force, if necessary. So you're advocating the killing of American citizens because they don't want to give up a God-given right. Because somehow you think government supersedes God-given. On the flip side is the collectivism. The thing that can protect us from the gun bogeyman is the corrosive power of the state. Their very nature is collectivist. Citizen control groups do not trust the individual and instead trust the hive mind of the government. They desire to end the Second Amendment because, as an unknown soul correctly noted, firearms are liberty's teeth. An armed citizenry complements an honest government and provides it with additional security, while it denies a corrupt government the monopoly affords needed to impose tyranny. So we're left to wonder, then, why they take such an interest in disarming the law-abiding citizenry when they know that criminals will not disarm. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to say it right now. They're not interested in looking at reducing crime. They're interested in reducing resistance. They're interested in imposed control over the entirety of your life. If you can resist, then that control cannot be so easily imposed. There's a professor out there, R.J. Rummel, and he wrote in an introduction, "The more freedom, the greater the human security, and the less the violence." Conversely, the more power governments have, the more human insecurity and violence. And we see that now, don't we? We see that now. The new rules of the new normal that we live in. That this president, you know, right now this president, one of the things he's trying to do is extend Obamacare to illegal immigrants. Now, I believe that everybody has a set of God-given rights, no matter where they're born, just for being born. And some people are lucky about where they're born. We in America, we're very lucky. We're very lucky. People in other countries, not so much so. But that doesn't mean that we give away the farm just because we want to feel good and enhance our base. And he's going to try to do it. He's going to try to do everything he can in order to cement his legacy of fundamentally transforming the United States, while at the same time, he's made us less. And this is the hive mind. This is the way the hive mind works. Those who would strip individual liberties from you do so with the belief that they are stripping this power from you and transferring the power to themselves. And the citizen control cultists, which is really what gun control is. Gun control is an attempt to control a behavior. The only problem is that you've got to be pretty much a law-abiding citizen for that to actually influence you. Because criminals don't pay attention to the law anyway. Writing another law doesn't mean, oh, well, we better pay attention to this one. This time they mean business. Citizen control cultists are not nonviolent. They simply want to ensure that when they turn violent and use the forces of government against the people, has happened so often so recently, that we would have no way of stopping them. They believe in their hive mind approach that exercising this control takes us and makes us compliant citizens. But there's another term for a compliant citizen. That is subject. We become subjects, wards of the state, existing at the leisure of the state. If we serve no purpose, why have us? You know, in Obamacare, Rahm Emanuel's brother, I can't remember his name, he's the one that actually is implementing all of it. He believes that 75 is old enough to live. And after 75, you become a drag on society. I know lots of 75-year-old people that are still combat effective to a certain degree. I know lots of guys in their 60s that are still hard as nails. But we have a choice here. We have a choice. And as long as this mindset, you know, we can sit back and say, well, this is New Jersey, Bill. That's the way they think in New Jersey. But they want to export this. Every one of these citizen control areas, like New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois, Maryland, they want to export that to the other states. They say, well, the guns are coming from the outside, and that's what's causing our crime. No. It's because the criminals come to your city, and they know that they have easy targets. That's why you have the crime. It's not because guns exist. Tammany Hall, you know, very violent place in New York a long time ago. Never looked back. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back and good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming out of California, straight to the United States House of Representatives, Representative Mike Honda, Democrat from California, shocker, is pushing legislation to regulate homemade guns. He says his bill is necessary in large part because of the proliferation of 3D printer technology, which allows virtually anyone to build a firearm in their own home. Well, there's a little more to it than that. First of all, you know, have to know how to be able to manipulate CAD files. You have to have a 3D printer. You have to have the right materials to print it with. If you print the plastic 3D printed gun with the wrong materials, it will explode the first shot. It'll just go splody. And the system, so far the system is only designed to handle rimfire ammunition, which, hey, look, here's the deal. You know, I don't want to be shot with any of this stuff, but not exactly on the top 10 for most tactical operators when they're saying, what caliber do you want to carry? I think they'll carry me a 22 long rifle. So, the premise of this is preposterous. It's just dumb. His proposal would apply existing gun regulations, including criminal background checks, to all homemade firearms. Okay, that's fine. Exactly how would you enforce that? Well, there's a couple of ways there's a couple of things you could try to do to enforce that. You could do background checks on 3D printers. You can try to get a serial number put on 80% receivers. Now, this is really what this is targeted at, is that the guns that you can get with an 80% receiver and actually mill these things out. That's not a slam dunk either. If you don't know what you're doing when you're milling one of these things out and you can't take it to somebody and get it milled out, once you buy it and possess it, you have to do it yourself or you are breaking the law. But you have to have some machinery to do this. You have to know where to do it. You have to know how deep to do it. You have to know how far to the left and the right to do it. This is not something that everybody does. Now, having said that, there's probably so many of those guns out there, I can't even begin to track them. That's why they wanted Ares Armor's customer list to find out who had bought these 80% lowers. Honda says the law should be the same for the gun you buy and the gun you make. Our system background checks and registrations are in place to ensure public safety. There's absolutely no reason these checks and registrations should apply to guns made by a licensed manufacturer, but not apply to other equally dangerous weapons. Now, notice that he used the word registration here. Now, in California, they have registrations. They have a gun registry in California. They don't everywhere else for the most part. Most of the United States do not have registries of guns. So it's interesting that he includes that language in there, because in order for them to keep track of this, they would have to develop a gun registry. And I'm going to segue here just for a moment, because this is, you know, I know about how many people listen to me, at least over the internet and podcasting and everything else. So I hatched this plan in my head of how we could really mess with somebody. Let's all trade guns. There's a, you know, I've got a Form 4473 on this and on that and on that, and it's at various gun dealers and everything else. Let's all go trade guns. I need to find somebody with a handful of Glocks, and, you know, I want some, you know, two of my Glocks are salient, so you're going to have to come up with some stuff to trade me. But let's trade guns. Because then, whatever semblance of any tracking they have is done. And if they show up looking for them, I can just say, I don't have those guns no more. I sold them as a private seller. Alas, no background check, no 4473. Alas. Alas, I weep. I beat my bosom. I am sad. Supporters of the legislation, including the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and the Violence Policy Center, are quick to note that these weapons have been used in deadly crimes. I'd be surprised if they weren't. They don't, however, explain exactly why that happened there. Their biggest model of this, the one that's most recent, is the shooting spree that happened in Santa Monica. That was carried out by a man who assembled his own semi-automatic rifle with magazines that were illegal to own in California, and I believe he was an absolute prohibited person from owning a gun, and this all happened in one big gun-free zone. Five people were killed in that. Kristen Rand, spokesperson for the Violence Policy Center, said in a statement, "The parts needed to build an untraceable homemade gun are readily available at gun shows and on the internet. Now is the time to bring homemade guns under the same laws that apply to all other new firearms." The internet and the gun show. It's the villain. It's the internet, the gun show, and the NRA. If we could just do away with those, the gun-free utopia would flourish. Now, this proposal, and this is, I'm going to point out why this bothers me. They know that this proposal has no snowball chance in hell of getting anywhere through the GOP-controlled House. But they're hoping that their calls for tougher gun laws will distinguish Democrats from Republicans, who are almost, as they say, universally opposed to new firearms restrictions. The co-sponsors of Honda's bill are Representatives Henry Waxman, Democrat, California; Karen Bass, Democrat, California; Eric Swalwell, Democrat, California; Barbara Lee, Democrat, California; Alan Lowenthal, Democrat, California; and then you got John Conyers from Michigan, Jan Skakowsky from Illinois, Raul Grijalva from Arizona, and David Cicilline from Rhode Island. But it's interesting that most of the sponsors come from California, where this is part and parcel. But, and here's what bothers me about it. They know it's not going anywhere. So instead of doing something about something that's actually a problem in the United States, which is what they're supposed to do, they're wanting to push an agenda in order to, this is politics, this political kabuki theater with ugly makeup. All of the gun grabbers' makeup, they always look unpleasant in their kabuki makeup. And they and they know it's not going anywhere, and they're just wasting time. I don't need to, you know, out of that group right there, Skakowsky, Conyers, Waxman, Grijalva, all these guys, they are a veritable who's who in gun grabbing. I don't need anything to distinguish those guys from the ones that aren't doing it. And yet they feel the need to distinguish themselves to show the difference. We're for public safety. No, you're not. I almost said bad words. I have the distinction so far of not having to have the dump button pushed, and I'm hoping to keep that streak alive. But these guys are out here wanting to run something they can't possibly run. A true metal fabricator, a guy who works on motorcycles, can fashion a firearm in his garage. Okay? A welder, metal fabricators, people who do metal shaping, all these guys, all that stuff, all that machinery, easily can put together a gun. Easily. Just ask the criminals in Australia. They've got a burgeoning underground gun manufacturing program going on right now while they have ISIS operators prowling the streets with their meat cleavers thinking, when the time is right, we start lopping off the heads. Oh, the horror. Oh, the terror we will cause. And they'll be right. They'll be right. And there'll be a bunch of people that can do nothing about it except the criminals, if they so desire, because they're making their own guns. But let's go push some little exercise that we know is going nowhere for the people. Let's go to hour number two. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.